We finally have an NBA player addressing a problem that fans have been complaining about for years. We finally have an NBA player who is willing to point out what most NBA fans believe is obvious. This is what happens when you choose to ignore a problem. For years now, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, better known here on the channel as Alice, for years now, Alice has decided to ignore the obvious officiating problem in his league. Not only does he ignore the problem, I think he encourages the bad behavior. Adam Silver wants NBA officials to be part of the game. He wants them to be stars. Pretty soon, we'll have ESPN presenting personal stories so fans can get to know their favorite NBA officials. Meet Courtney Squires, born Court Squires on a snowy winter day in 1974. At the age of 30, he decided to change his name to Courtney so he could become the first female official in the history of the NBA. What an achievement! Next time you watch an NBA game, take a look at the jerseys that the officials are wearing. They are advertising for Emirates Airlines. I think that's a commercial airline in the UAE. Let me ask you something. Why would a company be willing to pay hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars, to put their logo on the official's jersey if they weren't going to be a huge part of the game, if they weren't going to be featured heavily on television? I understand putting the logo on the players' jerseys. That's been happening for years. Players are seen throughout the game. That makes sense. Why would you pay to put your logo on the officials if you didn't have assurances from Adam Silver that NBA officials would be prominently featured throughout the game? Back in 2007, when Tim Donaghy was busted fixing NBA games, a lot of people believed that the NBA would never recover. It's one thing to have players or coaches betting on games. Obviously, you don't want that happening either. But if players are betting on their own teams, if players are betting on themselves, the optics aren't as bad. When you have NBA officials doing it, people in a position of authority, people who have the power to change the outcome of games, that's as bad as it gets. Somehow, the NBA was able to recover from the Tim Donaghy scandal. Even though it happened over 15 years ago, the memory is still fresh. It's never been forgotten. With that being the case, you would think that Adam Silver would be doing everything in his power to not have the integrity of the NBA question. Instead, Alice continues to ignore the problem. Last night, T-Wolves, Cavs are playing on ESPN. Late in the fourth quarter, with about 30 seconds to go, Minnesota has the ball with a one-point lead. Anthony Edwards misses a mid-range shot. Rudy Gobert goes up for the offensive rebound. Now, in all fairness to NBA officials, it was a clear foul on Rudy Gobert when he was going up for the rebound. I mean, it was obvious. These officials are bums. They make a lot of questionable calls. Hell, they make a lot of bad calls. This foul on Rudy Gobert, it wasn't one of them. After the call was made, Rudy Gobert, he accused the officials of betting on the game. Check it out for yourself. As you can see, he is giving the universal money signal. He ain't copying Johnny Manziel, who made a habit of doing the same thing after the NCAA busted him for accepting money for signing autographs. At the time, the NCAA, they wanted to make billions of dollars off of college football players, and they didn't want to give them shit. When Johnny Manziel returned from his half-game suspension, he would taunt the NCAA by giving the same sign. That ain't what Rudy Gobert is doing here. This was an accusation on national television where he is accusing NBA officials of fixing betting on the games. Do I think NBA officials were fixing that game last night? I wasn't watching. I was watching Pel's Sixers on Stream East because once again, I had to illegally stream the game because the NBA can't get their shit together. They can't deliver the product that I pay for every month. But if I were to make my judgment based on that one foul call, I would have to say this accusation from Rudy Gobert is bullshit. He clearly fouled going up for the offensive rebound. I mean, he pulled on the dude's jersey. It was blatantly obvious, but that's not what matters. The only thing that matters is the perception. It's one thing to have emotional NBA fans accusing NBA officials of betting on games, fixing games. When you have players accusing them, it gives legitimacy to that perception. Now, you got to remember, NBA coaches, they have been complaining throughout the season about the incompetent officiating in this league. Just last week, Frank Vogel added his name to the list of NBA coaches who are tired of officials affecting the game. This has been going on all season, and what has Alice Silver done about it? Nothing, not a damn thing. After the game last night, the media, they asked Rudy Gobert about his accusation. I couldn't find the video, so I'll just read the quote to you. And I promise, there won't be a misquote this time like I did the other day with Stephen A. Smith. This time, I copied and pasted the quote. Here was what Rudy Gobert said after the game last night. Mistakes happen. Referees make mistakes, too. Sometimes I think it's more than mistakes. I think it's hurting our game. We shouldn't. I know the betting and all this is becoming bigger and bigger, but it shouldn't feel that way. Just let the players decide the game. Rudy Gobert also said it wasn't just the one call towards the end of the game. It was a series of bad calls throughout the entirety of the game. He said the game was weirdly officiated. Basically, what I took from this, Rudy Gobert accused NBA officials of betting on that game last night. That is a damning accusation. The media, they are predicting that Rudy Gobert is going to get fined, obviously, but I would not be surprised if he gets suspended. If you're Adam Silver, you cannot afford to have players calling out the integrity of the league. But suspending Rudy Gobert, that is not going to fix the real problem. If Adam Silver doesn't address the officiating problem in this league, people will continue to accuse the NBA of lacking legitimacy. Lately, I have been comparing the NBA to the WWE. The NBA has their favorites. They pick and choose their stars. A couple of months ago, when Ja Morant returned from his suspension, seemed like NBA officials were giving him favorable calls to get Memphis back into playoff contention. Go watch the two games they played against New Orleans. NBA officials handed them both games. Professional sports leagues, they have aligned themselves with sports books recently. For decades, leagues like the NFL and the NBA, they distanced themselves from gambling. They wouldn't accept money from sports books. They treated gambling like the plague. They treated gambling like normal people treat the woke fungus. But over the last 5, 6, 7 years, both the NFL and the NBA, they have embraced gambling. They're accepting millions and millions of dollars from online sports books. Next time you watch a game, count how many times you see ad spots from sports books. Give us $10 for the chance to win $1 million. Bet how many times Zion Williamson will get body slammed without officials calling a foul. Combine that prop with how many fans LeBron James will get thrown out of the arena for calling him queen instead of king. The problem with the NBA embracing gambling, it causes people to question the league's integrity. Believe it or not, sports books, they don't want games to be fixed. They don't want cheating. If I remember correctly, I think it was sports books who notified David Stern about Tim Donaghy. These people are experts when it comes to spotting cheaters. Sports books do everything they can to eliminate any edge that gamblers might have. When the game is fair, the odds are always in their favor. So why would they want anyone to cheat? Here's the problem, though. Most people don't know that or don't believe it. So you have the NBA embracing gambling combined with NBA officials being completely incompetent. That is a dangerous combination in terms of public perception. Do I think NBA officials are betting on games, fixing games? The answer to the question is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is the question is being asked. And it's not only being asked by fans, it is being asked by players. The perception is the only thing that matters. This is the last thing the NBA needs right now. This has been one of the best regular seasons in recent memory. Western Conference absolutely stacked. This could be the best playoffs in the NBA in years. But once again, the NBA is generating headlines for all the wrong reasons. What do you think casual NBA fans think about the NBA? How does the casual fan perceive this league? Well, 4 years ago, NBA players were accusing half their fan base of mythical racism because they voted for Donald Trump. Orange man bad! The face of the league, the self-described queen, he is despised by half the NBA fan base. Wasn't all that long ago that NBA players were kneeling for the national anthem. Many people believe that the product on the court is garbage. There's no physicality, there's no defense. Teams are shooting 40 to 50 threes a night, and some games have turned into a free throw shooting contest. Stars like James Harden, they literally play to get to the free throw line. Casual fans have been turned off by the lack of effort in the All-Star game and the lack of effort sometimes in regular season games. Load management has destroyed the perception of this league. Dad spends hundreds of dollars on tickets so their son can see their favorite NBA player sitting on his ass on the bench in street clothes. Or, in the case of Russell Westbrook, sitting on the bench in feminine clothes designed by Lululemon. Casual fans have been conditioned to view this league negatively, and now the integrity of the game is being questioned by both fans and players. All the while, Adam Silver sits back and does nothing about it. I've been saying it for years. The biggest problem in the NBA, it's not the officials, it's not load management, it's not the players. Biggest problem in the NBA is the leader. Adam Silver is the worst commissioner in professional sports. I know he's got plenty of pretend friends in the mainstream media. They come to his defense anytime he is criticized. Adam is a nice man. He's swell. Yeah, that's the problem. Adam Silver is weak. He has given all power to NBA players. The employees have more power than the employer. Name another industry where that happens. Name another industry where the people signing the back of the check have more power than the people signing the front. As a result, you get the NBA product that you see today, where players and coaches aren't afraid to call out the integrity of the league because they are not afraid of the consequences. They are not afraid of the boss. But give me your thoughts on this. Rudy Gobert accuses NBA officials of betting on games. Do you think that is happening? Are NBA officials betting, fixing games? Like I said, I don't think the answer really matters. Only thing that matters is people are asking the question. I don't think the problems in the NBA get resolved as long as Adam Silver is the commissioner. He receives a lot of praise for growing the NBA internationally, but what often gets overlooked, Adam Silver has basically been forced to grow the NBA internationally because the league is declining domestically here in America. But give me your thoughts on this. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.